Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, Dean Martin. And baby's cold outside 7 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Welcome to Breakfast Radio, Neil, Sam, Jane, minus Sam, who's got whatever that throat thing is that's going around. Mm-hmm. All I know is that things were fine when she left yesterday, and I get a text from her at 10:30 that if she were to have called me, I can only imagine would have sounded something like, I don't think I'm coming here in the morning.
Well, Sam's not alone. In fact, if you're feeling like you're a little bit under the weather and you're a bit stressed because of everything you have to do next week, do we have the best guest ever for you right now.
Right? The host of Finding Your Bliss Saturdays here on Zoomer Radio, Judy Labreck, is in the room. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Welcome.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yes, I went looking for Bliss, and they were all sold out, actually. I apparently left it too late.
Judy has a show called Finding Your Bliss here on Zoomer Radio at 1 o'clock every Saturday.
Yes.
And I've become a huge fan. I'm like a fangirl of the show.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe start by telling us, Judy, what is bliss, or what do you think of as bliss?
I think bliss is just enlightenment, peace of mind, happiness. A lot of us chase happiness, and I often say to them, start by chasing peace of mind, and happiness and joy and bliss, as it were, will naturally follow. Peace of mind is a great place to get started.
Do you have to go into the season with peace of mind sort of at the forefront, or is it something we can get back once we realize we've lost it?
We can absolutely get it back. And you just used a perfect example, which is humor. Humor is a wonderful way to get it back. Putting love in your heart, like the Annie Lennox song, the remake song from Scrooge, fantastic way when things are getting a little tough. Detachment. Just sort of witnessing what's happening and going, wow, how interesting, but not getting sucked into it in any way. Just sort of watching it as you do in a meditation, Jane, where you're noticing your breath, and if you have a thought or chatter, you just witness it. You don't get attached to it or emotional about it. You just go, wow, interesting, cool. That was an interesting thought, or that's something I got to journal about.
But don't obsess over it.
Absolutely not. Just sort of notice it and let it float by, let it go, and keep folks focus on the positive. There's so many great seasonal things, like go down to Eaton Square, you know, Eaton Center, and see, and the square too, and see all the wonderful lights and the beautiful windows at the bay. And I always call it the winter wonderland at Nathan Phillips Square, and enjoy all the festive tastes and sounds and yummy foods that you only get to eat at this time of year. Focus on all of the positive things. That can go a really long way. And of course, as you know, I'm a huge believer in meditation, because meditation just makes you pause. It doesn't have to be a big beluga. You know, we all think, oh, it's got to be this big thing, and you got to go and sit cross-legged.
Fold yourself into the lotus position, sure. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's not it at all. You can start with 2 minutes a day. I often recommend the apps on the phone. So the Calm app, the Serenity app from Australia, which is lovely, Headspace, a guided meditation. And then eventually you can start to do it on your own. And on our show, Finding Your Bliss, as you mentioned, and I'm so delighted and thank you, at the end of every show, there's a 1 to 2 minute mini meditation. Beautiful place to get started. And don't be like my husband. He did it once while he was driving. And when I said, close your eyes, his eyes started to flicker. Stop your car. Pull over to the side, just open your window. Not today, it's a bit cold.
Right. But,
and just enjoy it. And you can watch them, you can listen to the meditations again on the podcast, which come out every Wednesday.
You talk about the different meditation apps and stuff that are out there. In our house, we're big fans of the 10% Happier app.
Yes.
And I was talking to someone about that the other day, and they brought up the idea that here you are, picture yourself at Yorkdale, and you're about to snap because, you know, there's just too many people and all these different things. Somebody said, and I'm not even sure if this is in your meditation wheelhouse, but somebody said, why not do a walking meditation when you're right there in the mall? And that goes, we talk about people feeling like they got to fold themselves up into whatever. You can walk and meditate at the same time.
You can lie down. You can sit up. You can walk. As a matter of fact, Julia Cameron, I interviewed her yesterday, and she'll be on the show in the new year on her beautiful book, The Artist's Way. And she says solo walks are the most meditative thing, the most clearing, calming thing that you can do is go for a solo walk or walk with a friend, whatever you wish, and just do exactly that. Meditate as you walk. Meditate on, you know, the sounds of nature and just enjoy.
You know what I tried after listening to your show, and a lot of it is your voice too. Like you just have this aura about you, which makes me feel calmer. And at this time of year, whether we like it or not, we typically have to go grocery shopping on the weekend. Well, the last time I did that, which was within the last week, I went in thinking, I'm just going to embrace the busyness and chaos. I'm not going to get stressed about the people in my way or that I can't get to the tangerines first or whatever, right? And it just really changes the experience.
Yes.
When you just kind of go with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And just enjoy it and don't resist it. The minute you stop resisting and you just embrace it and you just and look for the fun in it. We had a wonderful show on mental health empowerment, and we had a fine arts photographer who said, look for one beautiful thing in every day. She photographs that one thing. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. But just look for it. You can journal it or just think of it. One beautiful thing in every day over the holiday season. Before you know it, it'll be January.
Right.
And you'll be good to go.
Before we do the meditation, because we need to set aside about 45 seconds to a minute for that, how do we let go of perfection at this time of year? A lot of us women are prone to trying to make everything perfect for our families and our friends. How do we let that go a little bit?
So interesting. We talked about that on the show yesterday as well, the fear of perfectionism, that it'll never be as great as you want it to be. And just acceptance, self-love, self-care, recognizing we have a lot on our plate. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Everyone feels good with that kindness. Nobody cares if the fillet of beef is overdone or the squab is under. Well, if you don't want the squab to be undercooked.
No, that's not
but
very
you know
good.
What I mean? Just want to be chill and enjoy. And even gift giving has changed now. It's more about experiences, giving people experiences, theater tickets to like come from away, or giving people a babysitter or some help. You know, some cleaning help, house cleaning, anything like that is going to go a long way. So it doesn't have to be so perfect. It has to just be warm and friendly. And hygge. Hygge is a Danish concept. I don't know if you've ever discussed it. Bring warmth and comfort and coziness and happiness and feel good stuff into your life at this time of year.
That's the voice of Judy Liebreck. She is the host of Finding Your Bliss. It's Saturday afternoon starting at 1 o'clock. Before we get to the meditation, just one thought for people who are new to meditation. I've talked to so many people who are like, well, I try to focus on my breath and then like 7 seconds in, I realize I'm not focused on my breath anymore and I have to start over. Guess what? That's meditation. That's what it's for. So if you lose your place and start over, congratulations, you've got the whole meditation thing nailed. So
Absolutely. Let's
do that for
Absolutely.
People. Let's try it.
If you're driving, pull over and just turn off your ignition and here you go. During this morning meditation, you will focus on your breath. This will calm your mind and relax your body. There is no right or wrong way to meditate. Whatever you experience is right for you. Close your eyes and notice your breath flowing gently in and out of your body. And when your attention wanders, just focus back again on the breath. As you inhale, count silently. One. As you exhale, count one. Inhale one through the nose. Exhale one through the nose or mouth, whatever feels more comfortable. See how calm and gentle your breathing is and how relaxed your body feels. Open your eyes and remain sitting for a few moments longer. Put a smile on your face and have a wonderful morning.
How could I not now?
Right, exactly. Congratulations. You just meditated if you've never done that before.
That was great.
Now you got to stretch it out a little longer and a little longer and a little longer. Judy, it's such a treat to have you in here this morning. Thanks for making time for us and thanks for bringing some sanity back.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be listening to you Saturday at 1, Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio.
Happy holidays.
Well, now we go from meditating to stress as we get a look at Toronto traffic. Stefan, what's going on out there?